are listening to Classic Dialogues, Land Power in the Indo-Pacific, a China Land Power Studies Center production. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the guests and are not necessarily those of the Department of the Army, the U.S. Army War College, or any other agency of the U.S. government. I have Colonel Rich Butler and Dr. Philip Saunders with me today to discuss the Center for the Study of Chinese Military Affairs at National Defense University. Butler's the director of the China Land Power Studies Center in the Strategic Studies Institute at the U.S. Army War College. Saunders is director of the INSS Center for Study of Chinese Military Affairs at National Defense University. He holds a PhD from Princeton University's School of Public and International Affairs and previously worked as director of the East Asia Nonproliferation Program at the James Martin Center for Nonproliferation Studies and as an officer in the United States Air Force. Thank you for joining me. I'm glad you're here.
Delighted to be here.
Absolutely wonderful.
Please tell us a little bit about your organization. What's your mission and how do you contribute to the U.S. Department of Defense's China Community of Interest?
Our mission is to understand China's strategic objectives and focus on the tools they use to advance them. So all the elements of national power, diplomatic, economic, informational, but obviously a special emphasis on the Chinese military. How does it serve their national objectives? What are they trying to do with it? What are its capabilities? And we try to conduct original research on that, contribute to the National Defense University educational mission, but also inform the U.S. policymaking community and the U.S. public.
Can I just ask, when your organization stood up, how long have you been around?
It was mandated in the National Defense Authorization Act in 2000 and stood up formally in 2001. I've been there since 2004.
Tell us more about your researchers. Who are they? What are their areas of expertise and research portfolios?
We're a small center with three full-time people. I work on a lot of issues, but have a general background on China, specializations in the Air Force and weapons of mass destruction and Chinese strategy and organizations. Our senior research fellow is Dr. Joel Wuthnow, who's a polyglot. He does all kinds of really, really interesting research. But some of the most recent things he's been working on are the People's Armed Police. He's been looking at promotion patterns in the Chinese military. What kind of leaders are they promoting? And he's been looking at Chinese interpretations of U.S. Indo-Pacific strategy. What do they think we are doing? How do they assess it? And how are they trying to respond to it? Our other China fellow is Dr. Andrew Taffer. He is a specialist on China's maritime strategy. He's completing a book on China's strategy in the South China Sea, focusing on how they interact with the different claimants in different ways. And he and I have also been working on a research project looking at China-Russia strategic relations, and especially on the lens of their military exercises together. And we had the chance to come up to Carlisle to brief some of that research earlier. Got great feedback from the experts here, and we incorporated that into a revised analytic framework. So it's a small shop, but it's a very productive one.
I'd like to hear more about your production lines. Could you give us some examples of what you've published recently, or if you have any China-focused conferences coming up?
Our main activity every year is to do a co-sponsored conference on the Chinese military. We do that in conjunction with Taiwan's Council on Advanced Policy Studies, the RAND Corporation, and the U.S. Institute of Peace. The most recent of those conferences was in Taiwan in November, and it really focused on Xi Jinping's impact on Chinese security and the Chinese military. So we looked at a bunch of different areas and asked how much has PRC capabilities or behavior changed over the last decade of Xi Jinping's rule? And can we suss out the extent to which he's personally responsible for those changes? So that's a major activity. We publish a lot of different things. One thing are edited books, typically based on those conferences. The most recent of those is called Crossing the Strait, and it's about the PLA's war planning for possible conflict over Taiwan and an assessment of their capabilities to execute those war plans. Also a couple chapters on Taiwan perspectives and what Taiwan is doing. We also run a China Strategic Perspective series of monographs. We've done 18 of those. The most recent is examining China's nuclear modernization. They have launched a big buildup of their nuclear forces. They haven't admitted that they're doing it or said anything about why. And this monograph looks at six different answers to that question. Why are they doing this? and tries to test that against the evidence. It's a nice publication that I co-wrote with David Logan of Tufts University. And you can get those at the National Defense University Press website. If you go there and type in China, you'll see a bunch of our China publications, and it'll include those books. It'll include the monograph series. It will include articles from Joint Force Quarterly, our journal, and it'll include some standalone publications like our INSS Strategic Forum series. There's a really good one that Dr. Wuthno did on China's responses to U.S. Indo-Pacific strategy.
There's some really thoughtful work coming out of the community of practice and working out in the Indo-Pacific the last decade or more. You know, really rely on these tough things that you can get after. And what's really nice is it's available to the entire community of interest because they write it at the unclassified level. And it really can help shape what policymakers are thinking about, how that ties to what military leaders and practitioners are trying to do as you try to uphold a deterrence value against the PLA and the Chinese Communist Party and understand what they do and also be able to share that information with your allies and partners. I can't emphasize enough just how important some of this work actually is.
And working a lot with Chinese language sources, we're using a lot of unclassified open source materials. But from that, we can get insights into some pretty important, pretty complicated military questions.
Yeah, and even the conferences that they hold, that has material that comes out of it. Even though we follow a relatively closed Chatham House rules inside the conference itself, there's fascinating work that's coming out of what has happened the last 10 years and what do you think is going to happen the next 10 years. So just as a simple example, one of the things I walked away from the conferences was really some good understanding of what might the Chinese at the political level and at the military level think they're learning out of the Ukrainian conflict was a relatively very interesting point on top.
The meta theme of the conference was, well, what difference has Xi Jinping made? And we talked about a variety of ways that he has set a standard for what he expects the PLA to be able to do. He's launched a major reorganization of the military to improve their ability to conduct joint operations. I think there's a sense in which he's accelerating that modernization process and really kind of holding their feet to the fire. And of course, one of the goals of that is to build an initial operating capability to be able to invade Taiwan by 2027. And so these are kinds of things we talked about the conference and looking at what's happening in each of those areas of PLA modernization and then trying to tease out, well, was this happening before Xi Jinping came? Did he accelerate the process or has he pushed them in a new direction? And it varies across the different issues that we're focused on.
Let's talk about what's coming out in the future. Do you have any research efforts or projects and programs that our listeners should know about?
Well, probably the biggest one we're working on is a book on the Chinese military, because there is no good single volume book that gives you an overview for the general reader of what are their strategic goals, how is the military organized, what is it doing to pursue those goals. And so Dr. Wuthno and I are working on a book. We're most of the way through that book. It'll come out via Polity Press probably about a year from now. That's how publication cycles go. But we felt this was a gap in the field, that there's no single volume book on the PLA for the general reader. And a bonus of going with Polity Press is I go see my mom and she always says, I go to Barnes & Noble and I never see your books there. And This will be a book that is intended to be in the Barnes & Nobles, the bookstores around the world.
You alluded to this before. Where can our listeners find out more about your organization and its work?
Most of our China research is openly published, and you can find it at the NDU Press website. If you go there and type China, there's a special index that'll bring up most of our work and some other recent articles about China. I think that's probably the best place to go. And the best part is it's all freely downloadable, including our major books like the PLA Beyond Borders or Crossing the Strait. You can download PDFs of both of those books, and you don't have to pay anything for it.
What a treat to speak with you. Thank you both for making time for this today. For more Army War College podcasts, listeners, check out Decisive Point, Conversations on Strategy, and SSI Live.